With every challenge, our natural tendency is to overreact and blame others. We might even allow our negativity to unravel our success and goodwill. Our goal should always include seeking the pathways that can improve our patterns and free us. The time to change is now. Hi, welcome to Free Yourself. I'm Paul Wagner, an Emmy-winning writer, author at Gaia.com, a nutritional hacker, and intuitive coach. I've toured the world with shows, educating and helping over 1 million people. I've even opened for the hugging saint known as Amma, and I'm here to help. This episode is about authenticity. What is authenticity? Are you being authentic in your life? When we're born, we're thrust into societies, religions, and family constructs that are often built on principles that have nothing to do with the truth. These ideologies are built to contrive allegiance and compliance. I mean, yes, they're well-meaning, and the values inherent in these constructs can be very helpful to us. But in many cases, when you put all of these pieces together, society, religion, and family, what you end up with is a real limiting paradigm that ends up restricting your freedom, right? We've all felt that way. Freedom is really the ability to remove limiting constructs from our thinking so that we can attract and create more fulfilling and free lives. And I believe it's all about being authentic, being the real you, not the one that wears the costume to make other people feel more comfortable, not the one that massages their own personality and playfulness in order to make other people feel better about themselves or feel like you're part of the team, but that real you, the raw self that doesn't always monitor itself, that doesn't restrict it from expressing itself. And yes, we're in a time period where the pendulum is swinging so that people that are masculine or men are really having to examine themselves. But beyond that, we still have to find ways to authentically express ourselves, maybe not even with others. But we have to get it out of our system or see the expression of it, even if we're just alone, so that we can evolve. And it all starts with being authentic, being real with ourselves in the moment. So that begs the big question, are you being authentic in your life? Now, authenticity leads to personal power, life flow, and even better health, which is what freedom is all about. So get yourself out of that box and be real with yourself. Now, how do you do that? How do you really look at those pieces and break out of the constructs that you've maybe been living under or within for decades? How do you do that? Well, it starts by just looking at some of your simpler, most pure impulses and making a decision to change those impulses to be more free. Even one little decision of, hey, I think I'm just going to dance a little more, kind of, you know, maybe I'll use more colorful language once in a while. It's these simple choices that can help you get more in touch with that authentic, creative self. You know, I have an example when I was working with this really, really lovely, lovely, brilliant woman. She was a doctor. Her name was Sarah, and she was a born-again Christian. And very into her faith, into her church, into her community, that were all born again Christians. So she was living really in this very intimate, very specific tribe, really. And what she found over time, when I met her as my client, what she found is that she did not know herself, and yet she had all this ideology and these teachings and this religious book. She had all these things that were kind of built into her life, but somehow she didn't know herself. And as we dug deeper and deeper and explored it, we found that she felt judged by everybody, that there were so many dictates and teachings that were about not doing something or not being a certain way, and that these certain people are bad and these people are good, that she felt like she could never fully be herself. Not that any part of her was bad or would be disruptive, but she just didn't trust her environment to be able to be fully self-expressed in front of everybody. So there she was, living in fear, in a fear-based ideology and community, and rotting away. I mean, this woman got very, very depressed. When I met her, she could barely speak on the phone. It took maybe three sessions before she would complete several paragraphs and tap into emotion. And that's because she was beaten down so much by this type of ideology in this religious-minded group. But over time, she started to take small steps where she would say things like, you know what, I'm going to go dancing tonight. And, you know, my church wouldn't approve, but I'm going dancing tonight. And this is a doctor. Like, she's a brilliant person, yet she had these fears. And that just shows you, fears, while they are irrational, anybody can have them. So forgive yourself for having some fears. But here Sarah was, working every day to chip away at those fears. And God bless her. Man, I just loved how she evolved. And she got to the point where her entire world changed. She changed jobs. She changed her living environment. She changed churches. And she was able to infect positivity into all of her primary relationships. People that were also negatively impacted by the angrier, contrived, and controlling ideologies that she grew up with, they started to see themselves more clearly and live more loving and joyful lives. And yet they even felt they grew in their religion, closer to their God and to Jesus within the Christian faith. So look, if you're looking at changing and growing and evolving, yes, it might be a little uncomfortable. You might feel like a fish out of water, but if you tend toward and pursue and embrace the notion of authenticity, it does work out in the end. Even if as you're exploring your authenticity and you're fully expressing yourself and you've got to pound the earth because you're feeling anger, and of course you don't want to infect anybody else with that, but you want to find ways to move that energy out so you really can get to a joyful, authentic self. And when I say authenticity, I'm not saying that some parts of your life aren't going to be a little packaged and buttoned up and according to a construct, or that you're not going to follow some rules here and there. That's not what I'm talking about. And it doesn't mean you're not going to have maybe some parts of your personality that are maybe restricting you during certain times from doing certain things. What I'm saying is that, look, it's really important that you trust yourself in exploring some of your impulses and desires and some of that deep-rooted energy that's living within you that's untapped and maybe that was squelched or squashed by something within your city, your town, your society, your religion, or your family. So look deep within yourself and see if you can unearth and rebirth your authentic self. And what if you could awaken that beautiful sleeping beast within you? What if it all came down to releasing some of the silly notions and beliefs and the mental constructs and the temporary self-identities that you've been masquerading around town with? What if you were able to actually do it? Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, I encourage you to explore it. And I am grateful you joined me here today talking about authenticity. You can join me next time on my podcast for What Are Your Primary Responsibilities and Desires? Now look, when we look at our responsibilities and desires and we filter out the ones that aren't real or the ones that we're doing because we feel guilted, we get to a core set of responsibilities and desires, and those can be the fuel for our pursuit of something wonderful. So I do hope you join me for my next session on responsibilities and desires. All right, you've been awesome. Loved having you here. Thank you for joining me. I'm Paul Wagner, and this is Free Yourself.